Does your computer sound like this? Well, imagine if it sounded like this.
And welcome to the MIDI Music Adventure Show. I am Andrew, and I'm joined for now with my friend Quinn.
Hello. Hi there. It's better if I press the actual push to talk key combination.
Hey, hello. So, yes, we are here. We are signing on to things. And,
As Andrew alluded to, I will only be here for part of the show.
Possibly. So today, I think I might finally continue Sam and Max. So, I just gotta send a message here. Okay. I have an interesting question. Do we have like a player for TBRN in the web, like in the web browser?
We did at one point. We really don't anymore, but it's something we could bring back if there.
I think that would be kind of cool.
Yeah, we could do
that. Because it's just so much easier to be like, just go there and listen to the show.
Yeah.
And, like, you could put it on, like the one of the lower streams, you know, the downsampled stream or something like that, so it doesn't eat bandwidth. And really, be like...
Yeah, we'd probably just stick it on one of the MP3 relays.
Yeah.
Easier that way.
And then, just put it on the page. If you want to listen to blah, 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 you know, just go to the other... links. So let's open up I think Sam and Max I had on Steam. Yeah. So let's open this up and see where we left off. Okay. So it looks like, there's the autosave and there's the intentional save. I don't know which one's newer. But let's listen to the sultry sounds of Sam and Max outdoor noises.
Fancy. Oh well, somebody else is about to get arrested.
Yeah. Gotta check one more thing here. All right, I'm gonna load the, I really don't know. Let's try the autosave. But see, that still won't tell me when Like, I wish it told me what the time of the autosave. It just says autosave. It doesn't tell me when it was. The other one says exactly what time that I saved.
That's an interesting double standard, isn't it?
Yeah. Which is 6:30, 13, 19, 01, 36. Let's try it. Let's just load the one that we saved intentionally and see where that takes us. I see the embarrassing idol table with Max on it. Let's see what's in our inventory. Big gun, tear gas grenade launcher, shaving cream, Midtown Cowboys clip, game show questions, voice modulator, alien love triangle times, and recording contract. So the real question is, what the heck are we doing here at this point?
The show's over. You don't have to be up there anymore.
I know, but I'm waiting for random people to pass by so I can heckle the way they walk.
Testing, 1, 2, 3.
I think I've done enough singing for one afternoon.
Say it ain't so, Sam.
Alright, so obviously we did this puzzle with the embarrassing idol contest is done.
Fascinating.
Alright, let's see. Let's go to the sitcom door. I forget if we accomplished our goal of this.
I remember certain parts of it, but couldn't say for certain one way or the other.
Yeah. We have the tape of the Midtown Cowboys clip, so I think that's done. And I remember there was like some lady has a bunch of people held hostage, right? Let's go to
vaguely recall that. Yeah.
Yeah, the game show. Who's never going to be a millionaire? Let's see.
That's right, because they didn't have enough budget to actually give them a prize.
Yeah.
Can we play again?
Well, you bankrupted us, so I'm thinking no.
Well, I guess we did that too. All right. Then there's that guy.
Yes? Oh, you two again. Well, what is it? You've got the length of one commercial break to explain yourselves.
Seriously, we're officers of the law, more or less, and we'll have to insist that you free the hostages.
Of course.
More or less.
Just as soon as the show's over.
And when is that exactly?
Oh, who can say? We still have so many gifting opportunities. I just found a year's supply of industrial strength soap backstage. I think I'll give that away. Or else have a valuable lesson on curing potty mouth.
Remind me what your requirements are for guests on your show.
Of course, dear. I'll need to see your recording contract, a clip from your TV show, and some evidence of a juicy scandal.
What if we have our own video game?
Video games? Ugh. Those things will ruin your eyes. They're awful.
Actually, we graced the cover of the current edition of the Alien Love Triangle Times. How's that for a scandal?
Good for you, but you'll have to be bigger than this to get on my show.
We are big. It's just the picture that's small.
Regardless, you're going to need a recording contract and a clip from your own TV series if you want to be a guest on my show.
We do have a recording contract. Bin Bottom Records. Take a look.
Bin Bottom.
You should have us on as guests.
Maybe. Do you have your own TV show?
I once got chased for 3 blocks on cops. They blurred my face and everything.
Lovely. But I'm looking for a slightly less squalid form of celebrity, and I'll need a clip to show on the air.
As it happens, we brought a clip of our wacky hit sitcom, Midtown Cowboys. We're the stars. You'll have us on your show now, yes?
Oh, I suppose so. If only as a starting point for examining the deleterious vacuousness of today's entertainment.
Yay!
Naturally, I will expect you to be on your best behavior and agree with everything I say and answer every question I have and don't interrupt and keep your elbows off the table and use your indoor voice.
What about...
While you're on my show, you stay in your seats at all times. You do not interrupt me when I'm talking and you treat the audience with the utmost respect, even if you become less sure with each passing year that they deserve it. Now, I'll call you on stage in a minute.
Gosh, Max. Celebrity is just a never-ending set of arbitrary goals one accomplishes to appease a dismissive and distracted, if not entirely absent, authority figure.
I don't know if I agree, Sam, but I've begun my decadent slide into a depraved personal hell just in case.
Well, that was certainly prudent.
Give her a hand, everyone. Bessie Bovine reading from her new book, The Heart Has Four Stomachs, Ruminations on a Life in Hollywood. Out now in all major bookstores.
I think the microphone near
this
her
microphone
is
starting to spark from overuse. But that sparking. Doesn't mean we're ready to pack it in. We've got the
crying.
Stars of the not-quite-canceled sitcom Midtown Cowboys, who also happen to be the winner and judge of TV's Embarrassing Idol. Ladies and gentlemen, Sam and Matt.
Yay!
Hold the hayride, little pal. That bear seems more than slightly hinky, in the mesmeric sense of the term.
Shadier than a fat man's ankles.
Let's take it down like ducks in a gutter.
Hold it! My guests sit at that end.
But that bear has got you...
Sit!
We'll just sit where you want us to, ma'am.
Lovely.
What gives, Sam? Why can't we just grab the bear?
It would appear that the laws of physics are different on the set of a talk show, little buddy. You're gonna have to play along.
Sam and Max, you're talented, hot new celebrities who've taken the entertainment world by storm. So naturally, we all want to hear everything about your involvement in the scandal detailed in the Alien Love Triangle Times.
So there is a strange-looking teddy bear in a tuxedo that apparently shoots hypnotizing rays at this person. And that's why she's holding her show hostage.
Oh.
And now, let's see. About that picture in the Times, I'd rather talk about Midtown Cowboys. I'd rather relive my embarrassing idol glory. I'd rather talk about that bear. Let's try the first one, I guess.
There's something you should know about that picture in the Times.
I'm not sure I want to know anything more. Maybe you big Hollywood types thinks it's funny to flaunt your polyplanetary pickups, but the rest of us find alien love triangles, frankly, disgusting.
But the photo is not quite what it seems.
How so?
That's no alien. It's Hugh Bliss. That's not us. There was someone else involved. Never mind.
The second one.
Yeah.
It's not us. It's our evil twins, Saul and Mark.
I thought I was the evil twin.
Sam, I refuse to let my low opinion of you curtail my disappointment. Did you really think anyone would buy such an unbelievable story?
Is there a way to answer that without being lectured?
No, there isn't. You know, millions of Americans suffer from malevolent multiple birth sibling syndrome. It's no laughing matter. And for you to blah, 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 yak, yak, yak. Blah, 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 yak, 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 bloody, 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 bloody.
Humanity's not safe while that mysterious little hypno-bear is on the loose.
Are we part of humanity, Sam?
Not technically, but we're in danger, too.
Oh, my God, this is ridiculous.
I'm not touching that thing.
Holy crap.
Blah, blah. Blah, 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 yak, 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 bloody, 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 yakety, 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 yak. Put that away right now.
Ugh.
Blah, blah, blah,
damn
blah,
it.
Yak,
I tried to
yak,
use
yak,
my
yak.
Gun on the bear.
Yes.
I was gonna
Where were we? I think we were discussing the alien love triangle times and that nasty, scandalous affair of yours.
There's more you should know about that picture in the Times.
What's
funny.
That?
It doesn't tell the whole story. There's someone else involved. Someone the picture doesn't show.
Yay,
how shocking. Who?
Philo Pennyworth, one of the soda poppers, Bessie the cow. Or never mind.
Bessie the cow.
Oh, Max can answer. Oh, I'd like to talk about me, myself, you, or my pal Sam. That's funny.
I'm sorry, when given the option, Bessie the cow is always the proper answer.
I think so.
Bessie Bovine, our co-star on Midtown Cowboys.
Oh my! Audience, shall we bring her back out again? Well, Bessie, what do you say to these allegations? Is that so? Bessie, shockingly, you're the only voice of common sense in Hollywood. You are to be commended. Why don't you relax with some sweet grass backstage while I browbeat my audience into blah, 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 yak, yak, yak. Blah, 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 yak, 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 bloody, 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 yakety, 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 yak, blah, 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 blah.
She appears to have plenty to say already.
Bloody, 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 yakety, 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 yak, blah, 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 blah. Ah, yes. Where were we? I think we were discussing the alien love triangle times and that nasty, scandalous affair of yours.
There's more you should know about that picture in the Times.
What's that?
It's not a picture of an alien at all. That's Hugh Bliss.
Hugh Bliss? The highly respected founder of Prismatology? Don't be ridiculous. Why, I've had him on my show before, and he certainly isn't green. What are you really hiding?
How much I'm scared of being buffeted by another gust of Hurricane Myra?
Flattery will get you nowhere, mister. I don't know about you, audience, but as a girl, I was taught that flattery was the worst possible way to blah, 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 yak, yak, yak. Blah, 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 yak,
oh my
yak,
God.
Yak, yak,
humanity's
bloody,
not
bloody,
safe
bloody,
while
bloody,
that mysterious
yakety,
little
yakety,
hypno bear
yakety,
is on
yakety,
the loose.
Yakety, yakety, yak,
are we
blah,
part
blah,
of humanity,
blah,
Sam?
Blah,
not
blah.
Technically, but we're in danger, too.
Blah, 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 yak, 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 bloody, bloody,
got a second, little buddy?
Now that we're big stars, I'd normally ask that your people call my people to set up a meeting. But since we're old friends...
We've got to stop this TV program.
This is ridiculous.
It's the greatest moment of my deeply superficial life.
Nonetheless, we'll be trapped here forever if we don't do something.
Unless you take out Myra, or that bear, or both, you'll never stop it. I say, relax and enjoy the unreal, soul-hollowing ride.
According to the ultra-strict rules of talk show reality, we're stuck sitting over here, possibly permanently.
At least it's comfortable.
True, but we can't do much from here.
Celebrities don't always have to do things for themselves. They perform and have people do everything else for them.
Never mind.
Then I shall return to the warm womb of manufactured celebrity.
Ah, yes. Where were we? Scandalous affair of yours.
Okay.
I'd rather talk about our smash hit sitcom, Midtown Cowboys.
Okay, let's talk. You two have become the new breakout stars of a flaccid, dissolute sitcom in its final days. How wonderful for you.
Thanks, we brought a clip.
You certainly did. I had a chance to watch it, and I refused to show it to my audience. It has a shocking joke
that
involving
a cow
pie. It's a sad commentary on today's culture when the cow pie, once a staple of the American diet, blah, 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 yak, 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 yak.
I see why Myra only lets big stars on her show.
They're easier targets?
If you're big enough, there still might be something left when she's finished.
Blah, 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 yak, 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 bloody, bloody, blah.
May I have a drink of water?
Are you the host of this talk show?
No.
Then no. Blah, 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 yak,
I'm not
yak,
touching
yak,
that thing.
Yak, bloody, bloody,
I'd probably
bloody,
get
bloody,
shot.
Yakety, 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 yakety.
Can't we sit over there?
You'll sit where you are and like it, mister.
Yes, ma'am.
Blah, 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 yak. Ah, yes. Where were we? I think we were discussing the alien love triangle times and that nasty, scandalous affair of yours.
Okay. I think we have to, like... eliminate through each.
There's more you should know about
that
picture in the Times.
About.
What's that?
There are still others involved.
Yeah.
Incredible. Who?
One of the soda poppers.
Oh, my. Which one?
Uh-oh. Let's see what that is. Hello.
Oh, hi. Hi. Hi, Andrew.
What's up?
Well, nothing much. Are you... And what game are you playing this week?
We are playing episode 2 of Sam and Max.
Oh.
Yep.
And who's with you on Team Talk this week?
Just me, Quinn.
Just Quinn. So. Oh.
I'd like to talk about me.
I prefer my guests' naked egos to be just a little less naked, dear.
Oh, absolutely, Myra. That's exactly what Reese Butterfingers told me when sniping river rats at Cannes. She thought I had the cool-eyed aim of a professional.
Are you sure you wouldn't rather talk about your alien love triangle shenanigans?
I'd like to talk about myself.
And a project you're working on, perhaps?
I'm sorry.
You said it best once people are...
Fame went to...
What happened? What was that, Brian?
I tried calling you last week around 6:30 p.m. my time, but it said that number wasn't forwarded to your show last week.
Yeah, because it would have been too difficult to switch and answer the phone because I was using all of my screens. So. What was that?
Oh.
It sounded like a car just crashed.
Oh,
it slammed on the brakes.
That's my parents in the background.
Oh my gosh.
And how was your week, Quinn?
It's been crazy.
Yeah. So, I think we're going to continue the game, and thanks for calling in.
Yes.
And we'll talk later, huh?
Okay, I'll talk to you again next week then, Andrew.
All right, take care.
See you.
Bye.
Bye. All right, so...
I have to step out for about 1 minute. I'll be right back.
All righty. Let's continue the hilarity that is this... All right, let's see. Peeper, Specs, or Whizzer? Let's...
Whizzer.
Well, that's certainly an interesting accusation. We happen to have Whizzer waiting backstage. Let's bring him out.
Really?
I have no... What they... All that happened was they gave me a ketchup cake.
Oh, my... I have no idea what that even means, and it may be the single filthiest thing anyone said in my presence.
I might be able to top it if you give me a chance.
I prefer that you didn't. In fact, our country's shocking fascination with the double entendre is wrecking blah, 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 yak, yak, yak. Blah, 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 yak, yak, yak.
Oh, my
yak,
God.
Blah, 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 yakety, 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 yak, blah, blah, blah. Blah,
I'm
blah.
Wise in front of a live
blah,
studio
blah,
audience.
Blah, blah, blah. Yak,
damn
yak,
it.
Yak, yak,
I tried to blah, use blah, the tear gas blah, grenade
yakety,
launcher.
Yakety, 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 blah,
cream.
Blah, blah.
You look like you could use a shave, Myra.
Ha!
Well,
oh,
I never. Blah, 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 blah. Yak, 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 yak. Blah, 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 yak. Put that away right now.
Damn it.
Blah, 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 blah. Yak, 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 yak. Blah, 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 yak.
she finds herself funny.
Where were we?
I know.
I think we were discussing the alien love triangle times and that nasty, scandalous affair of yours.
Okay.
There's more you should know about that picture in the Times.
What's that?
Well, I mean, we already... Let's see.
I'd like to mention my pal Sam and something that happened the other day.
Anecdotes about other celebrities, even ones as dubious as you two, are always welcome.
Well, I was battering this purse snatcher with a broken parking meter and screaming, "Die! Why won't you die?" And Sam said, "You crack me up, little buddy." Crack Sam up.
Are you sure you wouldn't rather talk about your alien love triangle shenanigans?
Let's talk about you, Myra.
Me? What could anyone want to know about me?
Maybe they'd like to know how honored you are to have me, Max, brilliant actor and acerbic wit, on your show.
Are you sure you wouldn't rather talk about your alien love triangle shenanigans?
I'm not kidding. The alien in the picture is actually Hugh Bliss. He's here at the studio. Bring him on and ask him.
Sam, it's shocking you continue to insist on something so ludicrous. I'm not even going to dignify it with a response. And those of you out there in television land, take note. Lying to a talk show host is like lying to Congress, and it ought to carry similar penalties. And if I ever blah, 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 yak, yak, yak.
No penalties at all?
Yeah, pretty much.
Blah, 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 yak, 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 blah, 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 yakety, 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 yak, blah, blah, blah.
Hey, Max. Blah, blah.
Speak.
Blah, 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 yak, yak, yak.
The real
yak,
threat here isn't Myra at all. It's that bear.
I know.
Nothing that cute should be allowed to exist.
It has Myra in some sort of hypnotic thrall.
You made that word up.
Possibly, but that doesn't make it less true. Not being able to get up and move around drives me crazy.
We're on a talk show. Let's flap our self-important gums until the cows come home.
Blah, 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 blah.
We've got to stop this TV program.
Stop it? It's the greatest moment of...
Nonetheless, we'll be... Never mind.
Then I shall return to the warm womb of manufactured celebrity.
Ah, yes. Scandalous affair of yours.
Somebody please shoot me.
I'd like to talk about that charming yet mildly insidious-looking bear on your desk. Can I see it?
I don't know, Sam. Can you?
May I see it, please?
No, you may not. And if I may say so, if there's one thing that grills my chicken, it's how our culture is in a state of modal decay. Can is not the same as may. Should is not the same as blah, blah, blah. Yuck, blah, 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 blue, blue, blue.
Hopefully she'll be off on a tri-state nagging spree for a while.
Blah, 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 yak. Ah, yes. Where were we? Scandalous affair of yours.
I'd like to sing a song from my upcoming album, Feathers and Furious Scribbling.
I'm almost certain the audience might probably enjoy that.
Howling at that drippy old honk-a-moon. She's at brunch today with some baboon. And so I wrote this extremely catchy tune.
Thank you, Sam, for putting the num back in musical number.
What a wonderful way to remind our audience that you don't have to be talented to be famous. And a perfect segue into my latest tirade about the lamentable state of modern popular music. I mean, blah, 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 yak, 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 bloody, 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 yakety, yak, yak, yak.
I didn't see
blah,
that
blah,
coming
blah,
at all.
Yak, 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 bloody, bloody, bloody.
I'd like to sing my song again.
Oh, no.
Normally, I'd protest, but after 3.5 days on the air, I'm a little starved for content.
Howling at that drippy old honk-a-moon. She's at lunch today with somebody.
Again, somebody shoot me.
And so I wrote this extremely catchy tune.
Lovely. Mainly because it allows me once again to rail against popular music. Kids today, blah, 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 yak, 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 yak.
Blah, 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 yak, 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 bloody, 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 yakety, 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 yak, blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 yak, 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 bloody, 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 yakety, 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 yak, blah, blah, blah.
All right, let's try one other thing.
Those last two blahs sound especially important
somehow.
Yakety, yak, blah, 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 blah.
I'd like to sing, if I may.
Is that wise?
Howling at that drippy old hunk of moon.
Whoa! Careful there, Tiger! That was wonderful! I'm so moved, I almost don't have a long hectoring screed in me! Oh no, wait! There it is! Thank goodness! Self-referential songwriting is a dangerously blah 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 yak 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 yak!
Blah, blah, yak, 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 bloody, bloody,
bloody,
bloody,
yakety, 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 yakety,
yak, blah, 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 blah.
I get what's happening now. So, apparently,
bloody, 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 yakety, 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 yakety.
Apparently, what is happening is I've broken her water glass, so now there's the water is all over the table and on the bear. We've got a sparking microphone. But it's on the other side of the table. I think I'm supposed to get something to come over so she'll move the microphone to the other side of the table and electrocute the bear. In other words...
And because you can't move, you have to make something else come over.
Yes. And in other words...
Blah, 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 yak, 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 bloody, bloody,
bloody. Ah, yes. Where were we? I think we were discussing the alien love triangle times and that nasty, scandalous affair of yours.
All right, so...
There's more you should know about that picture in the time.
What's that?
It doesn't tell the whole story.
You're joking!
Bessie Bovine, our co-star on Midtown Cowboys.
Oh, my. Audience, shall we bring her back out again?
At the risk of making the obvious comment, that was shocking. Is she breathing?
A little, but the creepy teddy bear is toast.
Nuts. I wanted to ask it a few questions, and maybe use it to hypnotize Katie Couric.
Another glorious dream bangs its chin on the dirty pavement. On the bright side, the audience is free to go home.
Oh, I was just getting warmed up. Do you think Myra will have us back on the show again soon?
Speaking of unlikely, did you notice we just had two cases in a row involving hypnotic mind control?
Complete coincidence?
Yes, I think so. The cogs of the universe synchronize in ways we're not meant to see.
Speaking of things we're not meant to see, there's a new restaurant at the zoo where you can eat what they feed the animals.
Empty popcorn cartons and cigarette butts?
And processed bread logs loaded with tranquilizers and antidepressants.
Bread logs make me loaded. Let's head back to the cooking show
Myra
set and see if we can figure out how to make
mafia.
Fried pork rinds.
Okay,
that was
but
the box
I get
the
feet.
Teddy bear was in.
Huh.
The toy mafia. Oh, so that's the end of episode 2.
Wow. That was kind of almost anticlimactic.
Well... Because we had played through all of it already.
Yeah, that's true.
So. Yeah. Oh, what happened? Oh, good. That did work. Okay. Oh, that's disappointing and lame.
What's that?
Well, apparently, if the window isn't focused... I made it go into windowed mode, but if the window's not focused, it doesn't play any sound. That's too bad. Well, let's see how quickly we can install episode 3. Looks like it's gonna be done shortly. Item complete.
Can't be that. I was gonna say can't be that too. Can't be that large.
Yeah. All right. Apparently. All right. Is it gonna end? All right. There we go. All right, let's try episode 3. Okay. Library. Ready to play.
I have to step out again for just a moment.
All right, let's see. Sam and Max, the mole, the mob, and the meatball. see it, Steve. Bouncing
good news, on. Max. Oh. I think I just gave birth to a bouncing baby hernia.
Higher! I got it! I got it!
Okay.
Ow!
Hello? Yes, Commissioner? Holy cap, we're in Catfish flopping a crime beat. We're on our way.
Did he get the notes I sent him?
Yes, but he said to stop carving them into the suspects. He can't read them without his bifocals.
What if I just write bigger?
Forget that, Max. We're after the most infamous organized crime outfit in the city, the Toy Mafia.
The cutthroat killers with no respect for human life but an odd predilection for delightful children's toys?
The same.
I love those guys!
The commissioner has reason to believe that the Toy Mafia's secret headquarters are located in the one place no one would ever suspect. Teddy Bear's Mafia-Free Playland and Casino.
Oh my God!
The dumbest place on Earth? Oh boy!
Well, it's not going to be all laughs and dyspepsia, little chump. It's a rescue op. The commissioner sent an undercover mole to investigate, but he hasn't reported in weeks. Our job
Please
is to make contact
I'm
with the mole and see if he needs help.
All possibilities to make fun of your last name.
Or more of a beauty mark?
No idea, Max. Oh. To find him, we're supposed to give the
Luciano.
Code phrase, does the carpet match the drapes?
Okay.
And what'll he say?
He'll say, well, I never, then smack me across the face.
Sounds great! Let's do this!
Appreciate it if we not go there. Alright, let's change the settings. Activate the warp drive. Alright. Graphics quality high or low? Alright. So, what do we got in our inventory? The big gun. Wonder what's on the television.
Look, Max, Midtown Cowboys reruns.
Better get the serious toothpaste. Turn it off. I hate the sound of my voice on tape. It doesn't sound like me.
I bought that VCR at the supermarket.
So you know it's a good one.
Still smells like asparagus, though.
Oh, God.
It says Cheap-O-Matic on it.
Jimmy Two Teeth, Fence.
It's a sad day when hard-working rodents have to make their living as a freestanding form of enclosure.
I think that's fence in the buys and sells stolen goods sense of the word.
Beat it! You're getting in the way of my customers!
What customers?
Hey, an ace. An extra card up your sleeve never hurts.
Except when the other guy catches you with it and decides to riddle every inch of your body with high-caliber bullets and then dump your mutilated corpse in an empty field.
Yeah, except then. Brady Culture's hair. It makes for an unwieldy but oh-so-enchanting memento of our first case in a long while.
He howled like a sick wallaby when I shaved it off him. Good times.
This charred pile of scrap serves as a touching reminder of the fun we had at WARP-TV.
I've determined that whether for food or for sport, I just really enjoy frying things.
That was the Hypno Bear. All right. Oh, there's a message on the answering machine.
Hi, Sam. This is yourself. Don't forget to listen to the answering machine messages. And give Max a smack from me.
Oh, my gosh.
Whee!
All right. I guess we can go to, let's go to the vehicle.
Where are we going, Sam?
Teddy Bear's Mafia-Free Playland and Casino.
goody!
Welcome to Teddy Bear's Mafia Free Playland and Casino.
Ah! That face.
My name's Lovey Bear. Boy, do we have some fun and games for you.
Oh my God.
Here, take this token amount of tokens as our way of saying welcome and go spend a lot of money.
We got messages or something happening over here. Let's see. Well, maybe if I close it. And if I don't miss when I try to reopen it. Okay, is that any better?
That's interesting. Yeah, right after you turned off whatever was going on in the background, it started to normalize again.
Huh.
Which to me, I guess should say is that it sounded like you alt-tabbed out of the game or something of that nature, and then it started to stabilize.
What about
but it's
now?
Fine. It's fine now. It's great now.
Weird. Sometimes it needs to restart, I guess. I don't know. All right, so we're staring at a human body with a giant head of one of these hypno bears. That's kind of creepy looking. And,
holy domesticated ursins, Max. Lovey Bear here's got the same head as that hypnotic teddy bear from Myra's talk show.
You think that little talk show bear had a litter of giant babies?
I don't know, Max. Call it canine intuition, but I think our mole discovered something about these teddy bears he shouldn't have. We've got to find him and get to the bottom of this.
You're lucky this mask doesn't have ear holes, or I might have heard that secret conversation you just had right in front of me.
What? Sorry, I wasn't listening.
I hear you have a mole problem.
Hey! It's a genetic condition. You should have seen my father's back.
Holy cow, I'm actually being too subtle.
First time that's ever happened.
Maybe I should just stick to the code phrase. Does the carpet match the drapes?
If Don Teddy Bear says so, they do.
Don Teddy Bear? I thought this place was mafia free.
That's right, kiddies. 100% mafia free. No mafia anywheres. Come on, True.
You give tokens to first-time customers?
That's right. Go on, enjoy. Live
a little bit again.
It just seems like bad business sense.
Okay, tell you what. 13 hours from now, you're trying to pawn your little friend here to pay off the VIG, we can talk then about bad business sense.
Okay, we'll come back then.
Well, I don't know what to say then.
We're looking for somebody who works here.
Look, I just greet the guests. You want to know who works here? Talk to Don Teddy Bear. He's in charge.
Where's the Don?
He's got, business in the back room. You know what I mean?
What kind of business?
Yeah, the kind of business that gets said like it's got quote marks around it. So's you know not to ask.
Thanks, Lovey Bear.
Enjoy, and remember, if you're not losing, we're not winning.
Okay, so... that looks like some kind of... There's a rubber ducky and a... dealer. I don't know if I guess it's a card table. Disturbing bear heads. Whack the rats sign. And this place is rather one armed bandit slot machine. A guard. The back room door.
Alright. I'm heading out. I will catch you assuming my driver doesn't get me splattered across the highway somewhere between here and New York. I'll be check you out next weekend.
All right, dude. Have fun. Yeah. I'll talk to you later. All right. Yes, Quinn has a event to attend, so he will be leaving us early. Oh, there is a giant... The entrance to this building is like a giant clown head. Ah, that's not creepy at all. Meatball sandwich display. My goodness.
Teddy Bear's original meatball sandwich.
Looks tasty.
The original Teddy Bear made this original meatball sandwich with his own two paws in 1957. The microorganisms that give Teddy's modern meatballs their distinctive tang are descended from the colony in this sandwich.
Oh my god. That's funny. It's a rubber ducky over
here. It's a rubber ducky ashtray.
Leave it to the toy mafia to make smoking fun.
Not a very eventful casino. Oh my god.
Days and weeks and tokens to spend. We're just regular businessmen. Just you and me and Teddy Bear.
That's terrifying. Okay.
These rats are gonna pop up, see? If the rat's keeping his mouth shut, you don't touch him. But if that rat's singing, you put a bullet in his head, cause a mistrial, and win a souvenir magnet.
My god!
Look, Max, it's a beloved carnival game with a delightful mobster twist.
What better way to relax than by offing fake rodents in the most violent way imaginable?
No, please supply your own firearm.
We always do.
Insert token to play. Let's give this a shot.
I'm in pain.
These rats are gonna pop up, see? If the rat keeping his mouth shut, you don't touch him. But if that rat's singing, you put a bullet in his head, capiche? Have fun.
How can we not?
Die! Well, I got 20.
My high school guidance counselor was right. I should have become a mafia hitman.
Look, there's the prize!
As advertised, it's an almost entirely worthless teddy bear refrigerator magnet.
Hey, let's find someone with a metal plate in their skull and redecorate their forehead.
Oh, Max, you really know how to find the bright side of everything, don't you?
Yes, I do. Now let's go shoot something.
Okay. Let's talk to this guy.
Well, what do we have here? I'd say the circus was in town, but I know for a fact they won't be here till next Friday, so you must be here to play cards.
Depends. Who are we playing?
The name's Steak Charmer. Leonard Steak Charmer. And let's just say I didn't rack up 10 million tokens by getting lucky.
How'd you get them then? By cheating?
Look, Rabbit, Leonard Steak Charmer's no cheat. He's just that good.
Oh. Okay, what's the game, Steak Charmer?
Truest test of skill there is. Indian poker.
How exactly does one play poker of the Indian persuasion?
You know you're off to a good start when your opponent doesn't even know how to play.
You ever consider that we might be card sharks? Or shark sharks? You know, the kind that eat people for being overconfident?
Whatever. Look, it's simple. Both get dealt a card which we put on our forehead without looking at it.
So we can see each other's card, but not our own.
Pretty sharp, McGruff.
Don't call me that.
And you make a bet if you think you got the higher card, or fold if you want out.
That's it?
Yep. And we see who's got the highest card, and then I win, like always.
Well, when you put it like that, we'd be fools not to play. We'd like to try our hand at a hand of Indian poker.
You won't regret this, Hound. By which I mean, I won't regret this. Oh, and try any funny stuff with your partner and I'll shoot you both.
That seems fair.
He's got a 10 of clubs.
I got 10 million tokens says I got a better card than you. I'm betting it all.
Sweet second mortgages on a summer home. We can't match that.
Tell you what, Pooch. I'm feeling so confident. I'll give you 10 million to one odds. Just bet one token and you could win the whole pot.
Those are mighty good odds.
No, they ain't, Deputy Dog, because I never lose. So, you in or out?
Sure, we'll bet a token.
Sorry, Roper. You lose.
Stick Chama wins.
Mama was wrong. Gambling does pay. I'd say better luck next time, but it'll take more than luck to beat me.
Yeah, it'd take a sturdy oaken staff to really do the job.
Leonard Steak Charmer, huh? You don't look like a Leonard Steak Charmer.
Oh, yeah? What do I look like?
You look more like a Boris Krinkle.
That's what everyone says.
That's funny.
So are you a real Indian?
Yeah, I'm a wooden Indian. As in, wouldn't bet against me if I was you.
I'll kill him.
Not yet. How do you get anyone to gamble with you? Frankly, you seem shady.
I offer great odds, and I possess a certain subtle charm.
I hate to break it to you, but non-existent and subtle are two different things.
Maybe charm is a euphemism for gum disease.
Look, I'm here to play poker. Are we going to get this dog and bunny show on the road or what?
That's enough for now.
Okay. Although I could have sworn you were a dog, not a chicken.
A common mistake.
That is one shiny nose.
Almost as shiny as yours.
Keep it up and you'll get a shiner too. The magnet wouldn't look good there.
Okay, so the clown nose is shiny enough that he can see his reflection, is the idea. And that's how he knows what card he has. Seems like a fetch given the physical layout of the area, but hey, it's a video game. So, obviously I gotta figure out a way to get rid of the clown nose or something. So how do we do that? Well, let's see. Can I shoot it? The magnet didn't work. We tried that.
That is one shiny nose.
Almost as shiny as yours.
Keep it up and you'll get a shiner too.
We do have the Ace of Spades. Maybe I can stick it on the clown nose.
Wow, it sticks.
And he threw it right in position so that it looks like it's on the other guy's head. Well, this ought to be easy.
Back for a little more public humiliation?
Just a little more.
Leonard, you give new meaning to the phrase, a face only a mother could love.
My mama said I was beautiful.
Deal.
All right.
He's got a four of hearts.
That's all 10 million. You only got to bet one. So, you in or out?
Sure, we'll bet a token.
We got a 10 of clubs.
Sorry, Fido. You lose.
The dog wins.
What? You cheated me.
Oh. What are you talking about, Leonard? How did we cheat?
You...
Pay up, Steak Charmer.
Mama, why weren't you watching over me? I'm ruined.
Aww.
Let's go, Max. Leonard and his dead mother need some alone time right now.
Yeah, let's go see if we can play Whack the Rats 10 million times in a row without passing out.
Let's try this slot machine, I guess.
A one-armed bandit. Insert token to play.
You see that, Sam? It's a little play on the well-known colloquialism for slot machine.
The fun just never stops at Teddy Bear's. Sweet mother of bleary-eyed gambling addiction, we won!
Yeah, we won, but there's no prize!
You gotta hand it to Teddy Bear. He really puts the bandit in one-armed bandit.
Hold it! What's the password?
There's some servers on some. You may enter.
Huh. Okay.
Hold it, Mugs.
Not Mugs. Max.
I don't care if it's Teddy Ruxpin. No one gets in without a password.
Oh, right. That would be what again?
Why don't you tell me?
Let us in.
Only Toy Mafia allowed in. Not that there's any mafia here.
Okay, we'd like to sign up for the Toy Mafia, please.
Talk to Chuckles. He's the head of Mafia Admissions.
Where's Chuckles?
Right behind this door.
This is what it would be like if Catch-22 had a meaner older brother.
Look, I don't make the rules. I just blindly enforce them.
We'll be back.
Like I care.
Okay. What's that? Well, that was weird. Okay, causing me trouble here, video game. There we go. Let's go back to... Let's go shopping. Alright, let's head down. So we went back to the outside of Sam and Mac's office. I'm walking down to Bosco's.
The Alien Love Rectangle Post.
I had no idea there was such fierce competition among Alien Love Polygon tabloids.
Myra Stump shocks crowd with new hairstyle. Wow, talk about a slow day for news.
I don't talk about the news, Sam. I make it.
Bosco is inconvenience. Where convenience is in? I don't know. I try.
Hey, Bosco.
Nice flapjack.
Son of Cordon Bleu. Who is this, Bosco? Hey, guys, it's me, Bosco.
No.
But you may call me Jean-François Sissypants, the cowardly French anarchist.
Oh my god.
We want to buy something.
Oui, oui, monsieur.
Do you have any stray tufts of Sasquatch hair?
No.
What do you got?
Ooh la la. Behind the counter, I have the latest in Bosco Tech innovation. A device nonpareil en chocolat.
Is that good?
Oui, oui. This I call a miniature listening device. It can fit in any cravat under any chapeau.
What's it do?
It listens. You can use it to hear secret conversations, no?
No. Aha. I mean, yes.
Okay, Stinky Pants. Here's your 10 million.
By the sacred stench of St. Gainsbourg, these are not American dollars.
No, but there are 10 million of them.
Well, the prizes at Teddy Bear's can be quite useful. I accept. And in return, I give you the miniature listening device.
It's a bug.
Precisely.
Does this thing really work? Does this thing really work?
Whoa. That answer your question. Now listen up, maggots.
Holy crap!
I am a bug.
Wow!
Drop me in enemy territory and I will get all the information you need.
Or get squashed.
Just make sure to pick me up again and I will repeat every word. Every word!
we'll be putting you in some situations that could be a mite precarious. Think you can handle it?
I was a knob, boy. You don't want to know what I've been through. They slaughtered ladybugs. Ladybugs! And that's not all. I seen them kill larvae. Larvae! So yeah, I think I can handle it. Now I need some shut-eye before the mission. Put me in your pocket. In your pocket! Move, maggot!
Sir, yes, sir.
That's funny. Alright, I guess we'll head back to Teddy Bear's mafia-free casino.
Where are we going, Sam?
Teddy Bear's mafia-free playland and casino.
Goody!
The messengers are up, by the way. TBRN live for AIM, live at TBRN.net for MSN.
Welcome to Teddy Bear's mafia-free playland and casino. Step right up, kiddies. We got fun and games.
Yeah. Alright, we have placed the organic listening device next to the back room door.
You're on fire.
Still no prize.
We're wasting our money, Sam.
Hold it. What's the password?
You may enter.
Alright.
Did you get it all?
Yeah, I got it. Now listen up. Here's what they said. Hold it. What's the password?
That's gotta be, what, 100 times I've come through that door today, and you still don't recognize me?
It's the Bearheads, boss. They all look alike.
Leave the gun, take the cannolis.
You may enter.
Now get me in that pocket. Move!
Sir, yes, sir.
Give me the password.
Leave the gun, take the cannolis.
You may enter.
Okay.
This is it? Where's the food? Surely there's a buffet back here.
Hey, look, that must be Teddy Bear.
Where do you wise guys think you're going?
Who, us? We were just browsing.
We frown on that around here. I'm Chuckles, the casino pit boss. I've had my eye on you.
How long have you been watching us?
Long enough.
Do I look any taller than I did 10 minutes ago?
Your win at poker was, shall we say, creative.
Why, whatever are you insinuating?
That was nice work. You also somehow got the password to let you into this room. Very clever. I'm impressed. The toy mafia can use guys who are long on brains and short on scruples. You interested?
Sounds good. We're really not the mafia type. I thought this was a mafia-free establishment. Great. Once we're in, we can find the mole for sure.
I can't think of anything I'd rather do. At least not for the next 5 minutes.
I've always wanted to be a thug. Officially, I mean.
The fact that you've already got your own animal costume shows great initiative. But before we can accept you into the family, there are 2 jobs I need you to do for us.
Chuckle, bad news. The original meatball sandwich has been stolen.
There are 3 jobs I need you to do for us.
What kind of jobs?
Oh, the usual. I want you to lean on somebody, I want you to whack somebody, and I want you to recover a small item that belongs to us.
Who do you want us to lean on?
A local shopkeeper who's been refusing to stock our products. Take these special teddy bears and make sure he displays them on the sale table in the front of his store.
No problem.
The store is called Bosco's Inconvenience.
No problem.
Who do you want us to whack?
We're having trouble with a witness who refuses to see things our way. I want you to silence a certain Sybil Pandemic.
Silence as in gag her?
Gag her with a pistol.
You want us to kill Sybil?
Make it messy, as a message to other potential witnesses. We have her under surveillance, so we'll be watching.
Yikes.
Okay.
What is it that you want us to recover? It's that rotting old sandwich, right?
The original meatball sandwich has great sentimental value to our organization. I want you to track it down before the disrespectful slime bag who stole it manages to fence it to some other lowlife.
Sounds detective-y.
Deal with the thief as you see fit. We'd like to preserve plausible deniability on this one.
I think we've got it.
Do these three things, Sam and Max, and you shall be as we are.
Verbally overwrought?
Members of the Toy Mafia.
Oh, right.
We'll be back.
A word of advice, because I like you to. When you walk away from the Toy Mafia, watch your back.
Let's see. So, in the mob-free casino, looks like they've got, a chalkboard. They got, let's see. What's up?
Where do you think you're going?
Back there?
No one may approach Don Teddy Bear except for other members of the Toy Mafia.
Oh, well, looks like they got, on the one side, it's too blurry, I can't read it, so then they got smuggling, racketeering, and extortion. But there's no Mafia on there, so I guess it's okay.
Do not enter under pain of death. Signed, Don Teddy Bear.
Do you think the mold's back there, Sam?
Maybe, but it sounds too sinister to pass up either way. What's behind that door?
None of your business.
The monitors.
Looks like you can monitor the whole casino floor from there.
And a few other places besides.
Or you can watch Mary Tyler Moore.
Who told you about that?
Well, it's a good thing we know where a fence is. Right in our office. That's convenient.
Show me the money.
Show me the sandwich.
Show me the money.
You show me the sandwich, I'll show you the money.
I will, I tell you. Just show me the money. You too.
Hi, jerkbag.
Trying to fence something hot, Leonard?
Like a meatball sandwich, Leonard?
A meatball sandwich you stole, Leonard?
You two stay back, or I swear by my mother's bedspread I'll shoot you both.
Just relax, Leonard. Can I get you a refreshing beverage? Maybe a pillow?
Move and you're a dead dog.
Sam, has that flaccid old gambit ever worked?
All those years of stewardess school don't disappear overnight, Max. Now, let's be reasonable, Leonard. We'll say the three of us got the sandwich back. Maybe the Toy Mafia will give you a reward.
Yeah, Leonard. Even though they know you're a cheating jerkbag, I'm sure they'll believe you.
Good point, bunny-like thing. No dice, Lassie.
Oh, should I not have moved my lips when I thought that?
You know, Leonard, little Jimmy Two-Teeth there cannot be trusted.
He still has our pepper grinder.
Hey, I was gonna return it.
Oh, so I should trust the two dopes who cheated me out of my fortune instead?
Let's pretend it makes sense to say yes to that question.
Look, I don't trust Jimmy any farther than I can throw him. But fortunately for me, I can throw him a country mile.
Hey, what?
Excuse me, are you by any chance holding us at gunpoint with a harmless cap gun?
Once a cheat, always a cheat, eh, Leonard?
What? No!
Sicken, little buddy.
I thought you'd never sick!
Hey, Leonard, are you gonna tell us where the sandwich is, or are we gonna have to get rough, or...
Say rough! Say rough!
I'll never talk. There ain't nothing you can do to break me. Nothing.
Does your mother know what you've become?
Don't you talk about my mama. My mama's a saint.
Is she the saint of sterno-heated fried food? Because if so, she may have another follower.
Hold on, Max. I think we've just found our captive's weak spot.
Which? His uninspired diction or his laughably bad grammar?
Neither. I say we hit this cheating slime receptacle where it hurts the most. Right in the mother.
You mean...
That's right, Max. It's time to pull out the yo mama jokes.
Oh my God!
No, not that! Anything but that!
Leonard, yo mama's so fat. She's so fat. Oh, curdled goat's milk on a warm summer day. I can never remember the punchlines.
That's funny. I remember all the punchlines, but I can never remember the setups.
Well then, Max, I think we'll have to break this two-bit varmint as a team. Follow my lead. Yo mama's so fat.
Let's see. I'm just reading through these.
She knitted a sweater with all her own materials.
What? That doesn't even make sense.
I knew.
Whoops, let's try that again.
Oh, that's funny.
Yo mama's so radiant.
If she fell in nuclear waste, no one would notice.
Oh, it's true.
It's working. Let's keep it up, little buddy.
Oh, God.
Okay, making grown men weep. A fun pastime for the whole family.
Yo mama's so thrifty.
She brings coupons to the penny arcade.
Oh, it hurts. It hurts.
Yes, we're definitely making a dent now. Let's keep it up, little buddy.
Okay.
Yo mama's so punctual.
She showed up early for her own funeral.
Oh, mama, make it stop.
He's turning
He's
red.
Getting closer to breaking. Let's keep it up, little buddy.
Yeah.
Yo mama's so perky.
She beat out Sam for best in show.
Hey,
that's supposed to make me feel bad?
Let's try that again. Yo mama's so vulgar.
Her mouth would make a longshoreman blush.
Stop! Please, stop!
This can all be over if you'll just tell us where the sandwich is.
No.
Let's hit him one more time, Sam.
Yo mama's so fat.
She has more folds than an origami accordion.
Okay. I'll tell you where the sandwich is. Just leave my mom alone.
Of course, Leonard. We would never do anything to dishonor your dead mother.
You took the sandwich out of the casino, hid it in the prize slot of the one-armed bandit, and then took the one arm so no one could win it.
Which brings us to the next question. Where's the arm?
I got it right here.
Jerk bag.
How did you not notice that before?
I was too busy taking his cap gun to notice that extra arm.
Oh, my God.
We'd best get back to the casino and win back that sandwich.
See you around, sucker.
Wait, aren't you going to untie me?
Nope.
Hello? Guys? Jimmy? Anybody?
Where are we going, Sam?
No place. Never mind.
Let's go to Sybil's.
Howdy, Sybil.
No, you've got the wrong person. I mean Dame Person.
Isn't Dame Person that big chin puppet used to scare children?
Oh, Sam! Max! Thank goodness it's you. I thought it was someone come to kill me.
Yes, well... How's that new profession working out?
Oh, Sam. The life of a professional witness isn't all courtroom theatrics and finger-pointing. The toy mafia told me if I testified against them, they'd rub me out.
They tried to buy you off with a Swedish massage?
No, Max. I think they meant murder.
Oh.
Have you considered the possibility of staging your own death to throw the toy mafia off the scent?
That would be dishonest. It would be a refutation of everything I stand for as a professional witness.
Big payoffs? Graft? Corruption?
The truth.
You're a real antique, you know that? I mean in a good way.
I've always liked antiques.
You seem, understandably, a little tense. Maybe you should switch to decaf.
What? Oh, yes. The coffee cup. I'm out of coffee, but I'm so nervous I keep trying to drink it anyway. It's funny how stress can reduce you to just a bundle of mindless reflexes.
Is that what happened to me?
Wouldn't it be wonderful to think so? We'll be back.
I know you will. You're the only two I can trust.
Ouch. Really? She should consider Guilt Slinger as her next profession.
All right, I took her coffee cup. I think I know what to do. The only solution is to blast. That wall's gonna be covered in red stuff.
Whee!
Let's head back to the Bosco's Inconvenience.
Bonjour. The anti-delivery camera.
Could I get a grande ketchup macchiato with extra foam?
You crack me up, little buddy.
Who's joking?
So, I filled the coffee mug with ketchup. Yes. Maybe you can see where I'm going here. I'm gonna blast it! Looks like there's a guy outside. A shifty-looking teddy bear-headed guy outside the store there. We'll deal with him later. All right, let's give her back her coffee cup.
Oh my goodness, thank you. I'd lose my head if it wasn't attached.
That's never stopped me.
Oh my God!
Excellent. Nice and messy. That should send a clear message to any other potential rats.
I'm reminded of yesterday's dinner on all points.
Hey, what happened to the picture?
With all due respect, Don, who cares? Now that she's whacked, we don't need to keep watching her, do we?
I suppose so. Give me a pretzel, Chuckles. These things always make me peckish.
You're a real sociopath, Don Bear. I mean that as a compliment, naturally.
Naturally.
Hey, Sam! Webcam tastes like chicken!
Good idea, John. Now those toy mafia goons won't see Sybil wake up, which could be important to our continued good health.
And we've learned that webcams go great with ketchup.
Another fun fact to add to the crime-fighting arsenal.
Hey, Sam! Are we mafiosi yet?
Not yet. Our journey to the dark side has just begun.
Alright, so I guess we took care of her.
Whee!
Let's head back to the inconvenience store.
Hey, Bosco. Look outside. It's the Toy Mafia.
What? Where? You are right. It is a toy mafioso pretending to read the newspaper. He will not sneak past me. Oh, no.
The price of paranoia is eternal vigilance.
What if his toy mafia disguise is just a disguise? I gotta see what he's reading.
All right, let's try putting the magnet on this camera. Maybe, I don't know. Oh my God, where are you going?
If he's pretending to do the word jumble, he's with the Knights of Malta.
Special delivery.
What the
heck? Yeah, eat pavement, camera.
What
the hell
the
just
society
happened?
Society pages must be Skull and Bones. Hey, wait a second. Why didn't B-Taz Pardieu work? Ah! My camera! Oh, no!
Hello there. What brings you to this neighborhood, Cuddly Bear?
Whee!
All right, let's go back to the casino.
Where are we going, Sam?
Teddy Bear's Mafia Free Playland and Casino.
Goody!
Welcome to Teddy Bear's Mafia Free Playland and Casino. You know what? Home of the losingest slots in town.
Presto, an unarmed bandit no longer.
You're on fire.
Success. Here's the meatball sandwich.
Should we taste it to make sure?
Sweet tomato, no.
Did that thing just give you a prize? Must be out of adjustment. I'll have you serviced.
Plus side, we've recovered the original meatball sandwich.
And what a pungent piece of sculpture it is. I'm surprised we couldn't smell it from downtown.
Let me see that. Yes, that's definitely the sandwich. Teddy Bear will be very pleased.
Is he hungry?
Generally, yes.
Hey, Sam, are we mafiosi yet?
I think we still got that job at Bosco's store to wrap up first.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I forgot to put that package in Bosco's store. Let's do that.
Halt! Are you trying to deliver something? I am watching you!
Huh.
Hey, Bosco. So, Bosco, why'd you get Frenchified?
They saw right through my British disguise. I don't know how they did it, but they found me.
Who?
The Mafia! The toy Mafia! They've got it in for me!
Take a number, guys.
See you later, Bosco.
I know not this Bosco of whom you speak.
Hey, Bosco. Look outside. It's the Toy Mafia.
What? Where? You are right. Sneak past me. Oh, no.
The price of paranoia is eternal vigilance.
What if his Toy Mafia disguise is just a disguise? He's pretending to read the gardening section, so it's true. He is Toy Mafia.
I hope we don't lose Bosco's friendship over this.
Me neither. He's my second favorite delusional paranoid.
Oh, no. Oh, no! He's coming in. We're done for, y'all. I surrender! I surrender! Ah! I told you this would happen! I told you he would deliver, and he delivered!
I can't believe that guy!
Don't worry, Bosco. We'll help you purge this place of mafia contraband just as soon as we solve this case we're so incredibly busy with.
Oh, yeah, you're real busy. You've done nothing but loiter around my store all day.
What can we say? We love to loiter. So now we get to be toy mobsters, right?
I think so, little buddy. Let's go and see Chuckles.
Sam, Max, you have done what we have asked of you. Acts of intelligence, malevolence, and subservience. And we welcome you into the ranks of the Orso Nostra.
Neat.
My stuff runneth over.
There's a small ritual with the ceremonial picnic baskets and then a few other technicalities, and then Joey will show up with some cold cuts. But first, as a sign of respect, I will remove my mask. Which is good, because I can barely talk through this stupid thing.
Oh my
That's
god!
That's better! Man alive, do I schwitz in that getup!
Holy fat-free carp on a skewer! You're a mole! In fact, you must be the one we... I mean, does the carpet match the drapes?
The code phrase, idiot! These guys are freelance police! Apparently, they still haven't figured out that I've switched sides.
He's right, Max. We still haven't realized that.
Wait, so I get that the mole turned traitor, presumably for the wealth and power that the toy mafia could offer, but what happened to the previous teddy bear?
Or teddy bears. We know the original teddy bear choked on his own meatball sandwich back in 65.
Yes, good point. Should we run now?
Perhaps so.
Get them!
Head for the car, little buddy.
Oh my god!
Sam, I couldn't help but notice that a number of bloodthirsty gangsters are right on our tail.
Eat lead, coppers!
Yes, I saw that.
What's worse, they've got those new bulletproof tires from Crime Mart!
Only modern technology gone horribly awry.
Chased. Never mind!
You're dead.
That would hardly be sporty.
Alright, I don't see him there now.
Himself.
Let's go take down that fat little fraud once and for all.
Yeah.
Good idea.
So I knocked down a sign, a big overhanging sign, and got the bad guys.
Hey, the dawn is gone. Well, now's our chance to find out just what that traitorous mole bear is planning.
You know, without that menacing mumble, he doesn't seem capable of planning brunch, much less a dastardly master plan.
Agreed. But in my experience, there's always something interesting behind any door that says, do not enter under pain of death. He's got a bunch of maps in here, with what looks like truck routes going all over the country.
Interesting. But it probably doesn't mean anything.
This gobbledygook's best left to the freelance accountants. Apparently, Teddy Bear keeps the details of his operation elsewhere. A gangster needs a little privacy when he changes bear heads. What's a dangerous crime outfit without readily available liquor?
Mini bar.
Note, objects in mirror may not be a reflection of any person, living or dead. There's a whole bear-making factory back here.
You mean the respectable propriety of a gambling casino is just a front for the shadowy underworld of labor and industry? I'm scandalized!
You two? You're back? Inconceivable! But come no closer! I know how to use both of these.
I'll be honest, we're probably more worried about the gun.
Indeed. More fool you, then! This Hypno Bear will make you my willing slave! You can do the factory work now that you've rid me of my inept underlings! Look! Look at the Hypno Bear!
Whatever Teddy Bear said.
Don't you feel sleepy? Don't we?
We don't. Hypnosis won't work on either of us. But play along until we get that gun from it.
I asked you a question, slaves!
Yes, Master. So sleepy.
What he said. Really? Seems a little off somehow. Maybe it's just me. Oh, I know. Here's a test. Tall one, you shoot the short one.
Excuse me, Master?
Shoot your friend! I command it! This blows.
I obey.
Ah! Mother of mercy! Is this the end of Little Maxi? Oh, death! Where is that gun?
I used the cap gun.
Very.
Oh, the pain! The pain! And only 2 days to retirement! You gotta promise to Timo the Dukes of Hazzard for me! Promise me!
Okay, so.
For cowards die a thousand deaths. Well, heroes die but once. Unless they're playing video games, in which case heroes die a lot too. So good night, Fresh Prince. And may Charlie's angels sing thee to thy rest.
Right, well.
So cold. Why am I so cold?
Oh, he's destroying something. Oh, he got sucked up into the machine here. Who the hell knows what's gonna happen now? Safe, caution, danger. Oh, alright. There was a gauge there.
Okay. Good job, slave. Just about ready to have you shoot him again.
Yes, Master.
Now, slave, you run the factory while I read the paper. Just get the Hypnobears sorted for delivery. You can take them around later.
Yes, Master.
Good, good. Now I'm off to see what wry observation Fred Massett has for us today.
Max, you keep playing dead. I'll figure out some way to bring Teddy Bear and his factory to their respective knees.
I can't hear you. I'm dead.
You okay, little buddy?
I could use a mattress.
I know I've got a protective device in my head, but did we ever figure out why you can't be hypnotized?
It's a mystery, Sam. I attribute it to my superior intellect.
Do you have a runner-up theory?
I've lost so many Q-tips in my ears that they prevent me from hearing the subsonic ranges used in hypnotic suggestions?
It's really a toss-up as to which theory is more implausible. I wish we could use those hypno-bears ourselves.
Sam, nothing's stopping you. The world's your slimy, malodorous oyster.
You know, Max, you're right.
Boy, some slimy, malodorous oysters would go great right about now.
Huh. What do you think I should do?
Take out Teddy Bear and, while you're at it, this bear-making machine. Maybe the whole factory.
Even dead, you don't lack for ambition, Max. Stay put. I'll work things out. By the way, I'm glad you're not dead.
Me too! If being dead is half as boring as pretending to be dead, I'm never gonna do it!
You're on fire!
Anybody got a screw loose?
You're on fire!
I don't think that takes tokens.
Don't even try it.
Yes, Master.
Caution. This work area may be subject to bombings by rival gangs or raids by the U.S. Treasury Department. That's funny.
money to Teddy Bear.
Aw, isn't that cute? Hey, this isn't even a real fire extinguisher. This is quite a gizmo. Well, that didn't do much. I think these are the voice gizmos for the insidious hypnotic bears.
Huh.
Oh, you just think you know it all, don't you, Mary Worm?
Excuse me, Master.
What is it?
You will give all your money to Teddy Bear.
I will give all my money to Teddy Bear.
Rat.
I'm sorry, I must have dozed off for a minute. What did you want, slave?
Never mind.
Oops, you're on fire. You're on fire.
Shh. Oh, I see. Alright, so I'm gonna install the You're on Fire message.
So if I put this Fremel, what's it, in this Flingle Flipper?
And then one of these things will get a different message to hypnotize with.
You're on fire!
Aw, isn't that cute?
She's married now, but that Kathy is still smoking hot.
Oh, Master.
What is it now, slave?
You're on fire.
I'm on fire. Help, help. I'm on fire.
Goes nothing.
I'm on fire!
Safe. Caution. Danger. Run.
Nice work, Sam.
It says run now.
I don't think
that's
that
not
mole
good.
Is as spelt as yours truly, though. In fact, look. Little help?
I can't tell if it's comical or life-threatening.
Who says they have to be mutually exclusive? I forget. Which fella means I can't take my bath and body scrub with me?
Oh my gosh.
That's what I call breaking the bank.
And the sidewalk, and the water main, and the buffet table.
You're really broken up about that buffet table, aren't you, Max?
It was the only innocent in this whole affair, Sam. I mean, apart from the bystanders and their pets.
Buck up, little pal. Maybe the commissioner will take us out for a pungent meal at Squirrel Garden when we tell him how we cracked the case.
He better. For all the hard work I did, I want two, no, three jellied lemurs with extra salt.
This is Secret Agent Chuckles. The factory's been destroyed. Repeat, the factory has been destroyed. Commence Plan B.
Uh-oh. that'll about do it for us. And that was the... Oh my gosh.
Days and weeks and tokens to spend. We're just regular businessmen. Just you and me and Teddy Bear. Teddy Bears is oodles of fun. Slots and
well,
sandwiches.
I don't think there's much I can add to this.
No mobsters, nary a one. With you and me and Teddy Bear. Not mafia, no. Mafia mugs. We're mafia.
So tune in next time for more wackiness.
Crime just doesn't exist. QED, they're not in our midst. Say Edgar, me, and Teddy Bear. No goons, no croppers, no grippers, no thugs. No dips, no clippers, no chippies, no lugs. No button men packing gaps loaded with slugs. It's you and me and Teddy Bear. No mafia here.
Like mafia, please.
We're mafia free.
No mafia mugs.
Just doing business legit.